current reigning Playboy Warrior. The Playboy Queen.
Thank you. There's a few more than five words here. Birthright. I sensed his energy as he walked across the field, and inexplicably drawn to his, to follow his trajectory. I'm going to start that again. Birthright. I sensed his energy as he walked across the field, inexplicably drawn to follow his trajectory. First meeting on the track, an exchange of willingness. Next morning, hug invited. Burst of energy, the unexpected response. Party night bravery, then awkwardness. Relieved by naming the nature of our connection. It's sexual, all right. After workshop, innocent request. Will you show me? Adventure on a sun-drenched hillside. Sacred space created. Energies merged. Polarities flipped just for fun. Should we make this physical? Presence allows permission. Penetration follows, creating wave after wave of witnessed bliss. This is my birthright. Mutual holding, healing. Does the universe get any better than this? One-off experience or a beginning? Parting hug, a tender, tumultuous heart opening. More to explore here.
Fantastic poem. Thanks very much for that. Grant March, please.
Her mascara runs, mingled with tears. Dark streams of sadness trickle across her cheeks. Convoluted streams of consciousness play havoc with her emotions. She shivers quietly, a gentle whimper. There is something she cannot tell me. Her eyes look at me, wanting, but she does not speak. I look deep into my memory, searching for words. Words for this situation. Comforting words, soothing words, words of meaning. Words that might wipe away these tears from her face. But the only words I find are like a dead body, are like a body behind a rock, dead and cold. I look at her, she looks at me, her eyes look at me, wanting, but she does not speak. I look at her helplessly. I feel she can see straight through me. From my prison tower, all my fears and inadequacies are captured in the searchlight as I try to escape from myself. Man stripped of man, a naked shell, yearning for a new, confident resident. Her eyes look at me, wanting, but she does not speak. Tentatively, I reach out to her. Her timidness potentially concealing a wild anger. Closer and closer, my heart beating hard, threat hangs heavy in the air, explosive uncertainties on both sides. All that's needed is one little spark. Her eyes look at me, wanting, yet she does not speak. My skin touches hers. There is a moment of panic and then a sudden gush of knowing as our hearts, as our dark spirits unite. A flow, a flow of interwoven knowing connects our heart cores. an intravenous exchange of feelings. I do not need to search for words. Her eyes look at me, wanting.
Is a oh, not your rig. Aaron Shaw. John McNally, please.
Something a bit more lighthearted, two more of my egg poems. That moment when the egg is too small for the egg cup and drops into it, yet somehow manages to be too big to get out again. If you've ever carried half a dozen eggs in one hand, you will know that there is a slit for your finger in the underside to hold it secure. On the way home, I happened to be behind three lovely women, finger in the slit, eyes on theirs. A perversion, yes, but an excellent one.
I'll just finish a quirky file to rib Charles Clark.
I'd like to think this poem holds something from the Gaelic tradition. Bittersweet, I call to mind your perfections, I lament your departure for Kerry. The loose line of your lower lip is your only fault. Let one perfection stand for many. Your eyes are like a river flowing at a brisk pace, rippling and therefore smiling. Conservative student attire, jeans that fit, t-shirt of some meaning, as you lean an urgent shoulder over your bike's handlebars. I lament your departure for Kerry. From this city of curves and tangents, you go to acquire skills to make ground in your feet. The only fault I have reserved, you will never correct in Kerry.
I'll just Lake Mayor Colum Scully, please.
Not a 2nd of December, it's, I can read a Christmas story, so. It's
too early.
And there's a Christmas tree behind me, so everything is set. It's called The Last Christmas. He stood in the doorway looking out. There was no sign of anyone. Only snow everywhere. Children had stopped playing in it months previously. Our own marshmallow had started falling first and hadn't seen that in seasonal. Snow for Easter, and kids were out and about a bit most days. He checked his outside thermometer once more, tapping the glass with his finger. Still minus 35. It hadn't gone above minus 30 in 8 months. He shuffled inside quickly, bolting the door and pushing the large block of insulation back into place. He would check again tomorrow. For now, he must prepare his meal. It was Christmas Day, and he would have to make something special. He unwrapped the little food packages he had stashed on top of the fridge and placed the papers carefully on the kindling pile. He had a packet of sealed rashers that he had buried in the snow and a jar of cranberry sauce that was 3 months out of date. He set to work lighting the stove. Later, as he sat down to eat, he wondered once again what had become of all the people. Once they had retreated within their houses, sightings of others had become fewer and fewer. He had expected the army to arrive with supplies or some sort of support. One helicopter had spluttered overhead and megaphoned some feeble rhetoric that couldn't be heard over the sound of the rotors. A couple of them had gathered in the whitened green, trying to decipher it. And the pots thought, they said, stay indoors, help is on the way. They decided to do that, breaking up and promising to meet again after 2 days. The last time the meeting had convened, only Eddie Hansard had himself returned up. Eddie's face looked gaunt and drawn. He mumbled something about any spare food, one of his children wasn't doing well. He gave him one of his packet of rashers and agreed that they should meet the next day to formulate a plan. but answer never came. He noted again today that no smoke emitted from any of the other houses around him. This was the 10th day in a row. He had marked it on the calendar 15th of December. He placed another piece of wood in the stove. It was part of the door surround from one of the upstairs bedrooms. It depressed him when he saw the reducing wood pile. To cheer himself, he poured a large Bailey's and knelt down the little Christmas crib, playing with the figures and placing the baby Jesus in the centre on a bed of straw. He wondered what God was thinking now, as he started humming Christmas carols to the empty house.
Gurmin Magad, agus inish chun dara cuireadh ní a gléig mear ar Grishawad.
Thank you, Billy. And it's called Return to Receiver. Unspired but fired, I reach the point of all returns, or be catapulted higher, 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 higher to inner space. I do declare. Am I scared? Are you embarrassed? You answer without loss of face. One honest move will cost me surely. I treasure it worth more than all the Saxon's compassion. Whimsy's wandering and out, suddenly meandering. Nothing I know has fastened my heart close to your person, like a ring pin to your encrypted speech nonetheless. I cannot return your voice. Here, I am finished. A final cry. Seek me not among the ashes of the fire.